Immigrant headache for a Dunmore area pub landlord. A landlord who has a homeless asylum seeker sleeping rough in his pub's smoking area has issued a plea to the authorities to get the man the help he needs. Christopher McMillan, who runs the Three Horseshoes pub in Dutton Hill, said that Ahmed presented himself at the bar on Saturday, May the 25th, and has remained there ever since. He arrived at our pub and was trying to find money to buy a coffee, Mr. McMillan explains. This is a friendly place, basically in the middle of nowhere, and people started talking to him, buying him food and getting him drinks. I've taken him home to give him food, wash his clothes and give him a shower. Mr. McMillan said that he feels very sorry for him and that he has been in touch with both Uttersford District Council and the Home Office for help many times, but to no avail. Everybody is absolutely refusing any duty of care to him because of his immigration status, he said. We basically have an illegal immigrant on the premises, but no one is coming to pick him up, and I have no idea what is going to happen. Ahmed, who is 29 and originally from Gaza, reportedly sleeps in the pub gardens during the day, either in the sheltered smoking area or behind a bush. Mr. McMillan, who has been the pub's landlord for 2 years, says, I don't have a problem with him sleeping in the pub. He is safer here, but somebody in authority needs to help him. It's believed that Ahmed's spent several years travelling through various countries before arriving in the UK as a 16-year-old. It's also thought he paid around £2,000 to be smuggled via a train hiding in a car from France. Records suggest he claimed asylum back in 2012 while living in Birmingham, but the application was refused. Ahmed also claims to have appealed the decision. It's understood that he left sheltered accommodation and ended up becoming homeless and has spent a number of years living in London before deciding to leave and walk roughly 50 miles to the Dunmore area. Ahmed is said to have been living on the streets for a number of years. Councillor Maggie Sutton, who sits on Uttersford District Council, said, I am continuing to support Christopher and I will chase this with the Home Office once again. Whatever the circumstances, no one should ever turn their back on another human being in such dire circumstances. Mr. McMillan has also contacted several charities and just wants a resolution for Ahmed. The situation has also forced Christopher to take time off work in an attempt to resolve the situation. He explains that Ahmed has very few possessions, including a basic Nokia phone, and has not heard about the recent conflict in his home of Gaza.